Lance quickly stepped ahead of Abby so he could grab the door to the mall. She gave him a funny look, but walked in. She'd opened the inner door before he could get there, but he put his hand above hers and held it while she went through. He kept having to work harder than normal to beat her to the door. It was like she didn't want him to open doors for her. But his mom had raised him to be a gentleman, and that meant holding doors for ladies. He even did it for the annoying chicks that flirted with him, all twirling hair and flashing cleavage. He was always polite to them, but he never went out with girls that flirted too hard. Flirting should be light, fun, not pushy. He liked girls that bantered. They were smart and funny as well as pretty. That didn't just try to trade on their looks. Girls like Abby. He was relieved that she'd agreed to let him replace her shirt. He'd felt like a complete ass when he'd taken the laundry out of the dryer and saw what had happened to it. He'd just tossed everything into the dryer without looking at it, so he hadn't realized anything bad was happening to the shirt until it was way, way too late. He just threw all his clothes in and washed them the same way, no matter what. He'd never tried to wash anything for a girl before and didn't know there were rules about it. He followed Abby, lengthening his stride to catch up. So, where to? Abby headed toward the nearest department store.
I need something I can wear to work. Megan lets me borrow stuff, but I'd like to keep that to a minimum if I can.
Who's Megan? He was walking close to her, almost close enough to brush his arm against hers. Her hair was down today and landed just past her shoulders. He'd thought her hair was more dark blonde last night, but the sun coming through the mall's skylights picked up hints of red. Abby glanced up at him.
My roommate?
Is she the one that you went to the party with last night? She nodded.
Yep.
Did she wonder where you'd gone after you left the party? Abby shook her head.
No, I texted her that I caught a ride with a friend. She saw me today, so she knows I'm not dead in a ditch somewhere. Parties aren't really my thing anyway, and Megan knows that. I doubt she expected me to stay the whole time.
Lance couldn't help the grin that spread across his face. So we're friends, huh? She tilted her head from side to side.
It was the simplest explanation. Besides, you have been friendly.
He wasn't sure friendly was what he was going for, but decided to let that go for now. So why were you there last night? Abby led the way through the store to the women's department, heading for the section with business wear.
What do you mean?
You said parties aren't really your thing. Why'd you come to the party? She started pushing through the clothes on a rack.
Megan told me I had to. She thinks I need to break out of my shell more. I'm not sold on the idea, but she promised she'd do all the dishes this week if I went.
She looked up and smiled at her, her blue eyes twinkling. Lance smiled back. Nice. I can see how that would be convincing. She moved to another rack and Lance followed. So, where do you work?
I run the language labs for the Spanish 1 and Spanish 2 classes over the summer. I also grade their online homework. I don't actually have to dress up, but I like looking a little nicer than if I were one of the students. I have a hard enough time getting them to take me seriously as it is.
Lance moved to a rack and glanced at the clothes hanging there. Why don't they take you seriously?
Are you kidding? Without makeup on, I look like I'm 12. Even with it, I don't look much older than a high school student. Half the people in the summer sessions are my age or older. Trying to get their foreign language credits in so they can graduate. Plus, I'm a white girl with blonde hair teaching a Spanish lab.
Lance noticed that Abby had picked out a couple shirts to try on. He found one he liked on the rack he was looking at. It was light blue and sleeveless, with a scooped gathered neckline. What about this one? Abby looked at him in surprise. Then she looked at the shirt on the hanger he held up. She laughed lightly.
I like it, but that's way too small.
He looked at the shirt, and then at her. What size do you need? She narrowed her eyes at him.
I need a medium, usually. That looks like an extra small. You may have noticed that I have boobs. The shirt needs to be big enough to fit over them.
He looked at her chest, remembering the view he'd gotten when her shirt was soaking wet. The shirt she had on now didn't accentuate her figure very well, but it didn't hide it either. He realized he was staring again and snapped his eyes back to her face. Fortunately, she looked amused, not angry.